While questions about immigration and President Trump's travel ban have roiled the country and the federal courts, Southeast Baltimore is embracing refugees and political asylum seekers. Pockets of Nepalese, Latinos, Arabs, and other immigrant groups are opening businesses and buying homes in neighborhoods that early on attracted Germans, Poles, and Greeks. WIPR's Dominique Maria Benessi visited one of these businesses and has this story.
Where in Baltimore City can you find pitted sweet dates, cumin seeds, and assorted Nepali, Pakistani, and Indian candies and pastries?
This is stuff you can't find anywhere else. Cumin seeds? No one ever sells cumin seeds. They sell cumin, just not the cumin seeds. They have... Ooh, what are these?
This is...
Des Namak Para?
Yeah.
Tucked into a corner off Eastern Avenue in Highlandtown, there are Latino-owned restaurants, Black-owned barbershops, and one small grocery store owned by an immigrant Nepalese family that opened in 2013. The owner, Daruba, greets me with a warm namaste.
I have three kids and my wife, and they are trying to work in the outside. But my wife, she has not good English.
WYPR has agreed not to use his last name, as Daruba and his family are political asylees that resettled in Baltimore in 2005 with the help of the International Rescue Committee. Daruba explains he opened the store because with three kids and little education, he wanted some way to provide for his family.
At that time in the Nepal, there was something political problem over there. And at that time, there was many people going to outside, out of the country like that.
Daruba says they left after years of political instability during Nepal's civil war from 1996 to 2006. The landlocked country in the Himalayas witnessed armed conflict between communist groups and the Nepalese monarchy, hundreds of thousands displaced persons, and the tens of thousands killed or missing. Today, Daruba and his family consider Highlandtown home, with a community of around 10,000 Nepalese and other immigrant groups to support their business.
They want to help to us. And if there is any problem in the community and in the business, we should inform to them and they will help to us.
Daruba explains that he received support not only from his community, but also from the International Rescue Committee, located a block away. The RC of Baltimore works to resettle immigrant families, help them buy homes, and apply for asylum or refugee status. IRC's executive director, Ruben Chandreskar, says immigrants and refugees are very entrepreneurial.
The act of immigrating either voluntarily and surviving a forced displacement, as refugees do, means that you're pretty tough and you know how to survive.
According to the U.S. Census data, foreign-born residents made up 4.5% of the city's population in 2000. That figure has climbed to 7.6% by 2015, despite Baltimore's overall declining population. Chandreskar says the reason for Baltimore's economic growth is due in part to these foreign-born residents.
If you can look at the last 15 years, to the extent that Baltimore has begun to rebuild its population and its tax base, the census evidence suggests that immigrants and refugees who made the city their home have, in fact, helped the city rebuild.
Despite calls on the federal level and in some jurisdictions for tough enforcement of immigration laws, Mayor Catherine Pugh and the city council are calling Baltimore a welcoming city for those who wish to live here and start businesses. Daruba avoids questions about immigration issues facing Maryland and Baltimore.
I am not a politician.
He is not a politician, and he came to Baltimore to build a better life for him and his family. But Chandreskar says Daruba and his family's contribution to the neighborhood not only betters them, but the entire community.
All immigrants and refugees living in Baltimore City are here to contribute, and they're helping to rebuild the community. And we should look at them as assets who are eager to rebuild their life. Are exactly the kind of people that we need to be having as neighbors.
I'm Dominique Maria Bonessi, reporting in Highlandtown for 88.1 WYPR.